Hey, Barky. How you doing, huh? You feeling okay? Ooh, your nose is cold. That's a good sign. Hey, check it out. I just met the perfect guy for you. His name is Rex. He's a Rottweiler. Yeah, he fetches, he rolls over, he's completely housebroken.
More than I can say for you.
Ooh, nice shot, Barky. I love woofing around with you. I gotta get something to eat.
I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
Why not?
Because Mom and Frank are still playing Monopoly with her new business partner.
You mean the crazy French hairdresser guy? That must be going out of his mind.
And now, Francois, it is your turn. But before you roll the dice, you must ask yourself this question. Est-ce que j'ai de la chance? Or as you might say,
oh, jeez, do I feel lucky?
Because I, Jean-Luc Reperou, happen to own every hotel on the board, and this roll, my friend, could be your last.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jean-Luc, we have played Monopoly every night this week, so if this isn't my last roll, I'm going to shoot myself in the head with this little cannon.
A five. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. You land on Boardwalk, and with this cinq, you are sunk. I am the winner. Give me all of your money. And you too, Pippi Longstocking. I will shower in your money. I'm the winner.
Yes, you are. You are the winner, Jean-Luc, and that makes Carol and I just a couple of losers, and I don't blame you for wanting to get rid of us tonight.
No, Jean-Luc,
game's over.
We've
got to wrap it up for the night.
So what's going on in there?
I think Dad's about to go postal on him.
I've had Jock Kitch that was easier to get rid of than him.
Yes, yes, I found it. The last ice cream sandwich.
That's Daddy's ice cream, JT. If you eat it, he'll be mad.
Not if he doesn't find out. And Lily wouldn't tell on her best big brother now, would she?
That depends.
All right, here's a buck.
Thanks, sucker.
All right, people. I'm gonna need this kitchen, and I want some privacy.
What for, Barky? We've seen you take a flea bath before.
For your information, P-Brain, I have signed up to be a college tutor, and my first student is coming here this afternoon.
Oh, great. Just what we need. Another dimwit.
Not everybody who needs a tutor is a dimwit. Even Einstein had trouble in school. Haha, you never know. I could be tutoring the next Einstein.
Hi, I'm here to be tutored.
Hey, I like your new student. Nice shades, bro. Let's see them. Boing, 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 boing. Huh? Boing.
Dana, you know that whole Einstein thing? Nope, I'm not seeing it.
I cannot believe I am stuck with you.
Isn't she cute? All right, look, Dane, we'll make this as painless as possible, okay? Why don't you write me a paper on Shakespeare, make it about a B minus around there, and I'll be outside shooting hoops.
Look, you deluded little smurf. This is not Homework R Us. Now sit down and get writing.
Ooh, Dana, I love it when you're rough with me. Does this mean if I get a bad grade, you'll spank me?
I'd rather chew off my own foot.
So, Dana's gonna be your new tutor, huh? Good luck.
Romantic. So glad we decided to get away for the weekend.
Me too, and it's just the two of us. No Jean-Luc. And other than this very expensive bottle of champagne that I bought for us, there ain't a French thing within 100 miles. So, here's to our romantic weekend alone. Mm.
Bonjour! Jean-Luc, what are you doing here?
Well, it's an emergency. When I heard that you were coming to a spa, I thought to myself, oh la la, the chlorine in the hot tub is going to strip their hair of 5 essential emollients. That's why I developed Jean-Luc's emergency air care 911 when beauty is a matter of life and death. What's some today to share with my friends? Very easy to use. You just put tongue to trouble spots, let it seep into the follicle, wait, and then rinse. Also, for you, Francois, I brought Monsieur Grey away. How you use it, you put it liberally on the head, and you just run it through it with your fingers. You can spike it a little if you want. Now then, just get on with your active lifestyle.
I don't have an active lifestyle. I've got you.
Oh, la la, c'est champagne. I love champagne. Even cheap champagne like this one. Don't go away. I'm going to go swimming for a glass.
Honey, you think anybody noticed if I drowned him? I mean, it's not like he's an American.
Oh, I know you've got to talk to him. Let me handle it, okay? Because he's just going through this nasty divorce, and he's real vulnerable right now.
Et voilà. Oh, mes amis. I'm so super pumped about our weekend together. We can get a scrub with the salt. We can get a wrap with the seaweed. And to top it off, we can all get the deep tissue massage. Sort of a massage à toi. Funny, funny things it did.
Jean-Luc. Mm. You see, the thing is... I mean, what I am trying to say to you is...
Buzz off.
Buzz off?
What Frank means is... Jean-Luc, Frank and I need some privacy. I hope you understand.
Oh, I understand. I am not hurt. I am not stabbed to the heart. Well, people who have someone that loves them and cares about them, they need time alone. So, au revoir, mes amis. I'm out of here like poo-poo through a goose.
All right, time's up. Hand it over. Nachos rule?
Well, we have been working a long time, and I am kind of hungry.
You know, you might actually be able to think of something if you weren't undressing me with your eyes all the time.
Hmm? Oh, you wish! Yeah, I have better things to do with my time than to fantasize about Frosty the Ice Queen.
God, why am I wasting my time on you? I mean, you're nothing but a drooling, illiterate imbecile.
Hey, it's better than being a stuck-up, man-hating know-it-all.
Oh, yeah? Here's an idea. Why don't you go down to the railroad tracks and hop a train back to Munchkinland?
Oh, yeah, well, I got a better idea. Why don't I find a tutor who isn't president of the Lorena Bobbitt fan club?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good for somebody who has the IQ of a potato.
Better than having the sex appeal of a potato.
Oh, you make me sick.
You make me sick.
I hate you.
Are you as hot as I am?
Hotter.
Be fun.
Oh, my God, I lost my mind.
Me too. I mean, it was a big mistake. So, you want to go out?
Get real, okay? We had one little moment of demented passion. That doesn't mean that I'm going to go out on an actual date with you.
Why not?
Because you are a mentally challenged, uncultured fool.
Well, you're not exactly my dream babe either. I mean, you never smile. You think all men are scum. It's like you're some sort of feminist Nazi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ever have a Nazi kiss you like this?
I'll, take that as a yes for our date.
All right. But no one must know about this. Not your friends, not your minister, not even God herself.
Yeah, I should have gotten a tutor a long time ago.
My God, I think Barky tutored him to death.
Yeah, she certainly tutored my brains out.
Rich, you want to go bowling with us tonight?
Tonight? Tonight. I can't tonight. I already made plans to do my homework.
Hold the phone. Rich Halkey doing homework on a Saturday night?
It's the new me.
You got a woman, don't you?
Woman? No woman. No woman. Why would you say that?
Come on, man. Quit holding out on us. Does this chick have a sister you can hook me up with?
You have no idea how sick that is. Bunch of perverts.
More wine, honey?
Sure.
What's the matter, Carol?
Oh, I'm just afraid that we've hurt Jean-Luc's feelings. He's so sensitive.
Come on, we probably did the guy a favor. I mean, he's a good-looking man, and you know how women love those Frenchies. And I'll bet you right now he's up to his beret and babes.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Lambert, I'm surprised to see you dining here this evening.
It's either come here or stay in our room and have a couple of beers and a bag of nuts for $50.
No, I just thought that you would be with your gorgeous French friend tonight. He told me that he was planning a special moonlight picnic in the woods just for the three of you.
A moonlight picnic?
Well, yeah, it's his birthday.
It's his birthday?
Yeah, I mean, he told me the only thing between him and the yawning abyss of madness is your friendship.
Oh, boy. So I'll have a T-bone steak.
Happy birthday to moi. Hello, my little swiping friend. So, I am not completely alone in the world. You come to my birthday party. I'm going to share my chocolat souffle with you because you are now my only friend in the whole world. Thank you so much for
joining
us.
Jean-Luc, we've been looking all over for you.
Well, I'm sorry you just missed my grand picnic. I'm just now cleaning up after my many, many, many guests who, as you can see, left me with this carefree jumble of cutlery and plates.
Jean-Luc, we know that you're out here by yourself. Now, why didn't you tell us it's your birthday?
Well, I was wanting to tell you in the hot tub, but certain someone told me to buzz off.
Oh, okay, listen. I'm sorry that was out of line and I shouldn't have said it, but Carol and I need some time alone.
Look, I know that I've been a grand pain in the derriere.
No, you have.
No, Carol. I've been clinging to you like a pair of jockey shorts on a hot, humid day. It's just that when I'm not with you, I have to think about the divorce. And when I'm with you, then I feel so good.
Jean-Luc, I know you're going through a tough time, but, you know, you just have to get out in the world and meet people.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there is a waitress back in the cafe, and I think she's got the hots for you.
Yes.
Not the one with the skin like creme brulee and the buttocks like brioche.
That's the one.
Hello.
Why don't the three of us go back to the restaurant? We'll have a little birthday dinner, huh? And then Carol and I will slip off to our room, and you and Miss Creme Brulee can figure out dessert on your own.
Happy birthday, Jean-Luc.
Oh, merci, Carol. Merci, Carol.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Jean-Luc.
Oh, Frank,
Aurelia, mon ami.
You're not gonna hug me, are you?
Come on, Frank. We are men. We are woof. We are tough. We do not hug. We kiss.
Well, that date was a complete waste.
What are you talking about? We practically wore out each other's lips.
Yes, but there needs to be more to a relationship than making out.
Like what?
Like some kind of emotional and spiritual connection. I mean, if people are going to be together, there has to be depth.
We went to a movie.
Fistful of Guts is not a movie. It is 2 hours of gratuitous violence, occasionally interrupted by topless women with machine guns.
Well, obviously the whole point of the movie just went right over your head. Fistful of Guts is a very classic study of man's inhumanity towards man.
Rich, did you just say inhumanity?
Yes.
That is a 5-syllable word.
Yes, it is.
Do you know what that means? I am starting to rub off on you.
Dana? Was that a smile? Well, light up a room, why don't you? Look at you. See? Looks like I'm rubbing off on you, too.
Ooh. Oh, no. You mean it works both ways?
See, there is more to this relationship than you thought, and the best part about it is, it involves rubbing.
Oh, sorry, Barky, didn't know you had a date. Don't mind me, I'm just getting... This is a bad dream.
I'm sorry, man. It's not a dream. Afraid I got the hots for Dana.
Them kissing, them rubbing. Oh.
Rich and Dana kissing? Oh, man, I haven't been this sick since I walked in on Grandma in the shower.
You guys, I know it doesn't make sense, but I kind of, sort of, like him.
No!
No use fighting nature, JT. They're like wild animals drawn to each other by a primitive lust.
No lust here. No lust. I need air. Come.
Dana, this is amazing. You've gone from being a clear-headed, independent woman to being a lust-driven, hormonal love slave. You're my hero.
Love slave? Great. Now I'm never going to sleep tonight.
I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, opposites attract. You are a overachieving control freak.
And you are an undisciplined, irresponsible slacker.
God, I want you.
Take me.
Mrs. L, Mr. L, how
How's the old love a junket this weekend?
Hey, R, none of your business.
So what are you doing here, Rich, waiting for JT?
No, actually, I'm here to see Dana. She's been tutoring me in English Lit, and I have a little surprise for her.
Oh. Hey, Mom. Hey, Frank.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi. Welcome home.
Hey, Rich.
I got my test back. Check it out.
You got a B? I am so proud of you. In fact, you deserve a big reward.
Come on, let's go celebrate.
Isn't he adorable?
Believe that.
Me neither. Rich got a B.